Wall Street is riding a 5-week winning streak. What factors out there could make the road ahead a bit bumpier? And when is Wall Street going to start watching the presidential election?
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Thanks for joining us here on Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. There is a lot of positive energy for stocks in recent weeks. In fact, the major averages riding a nice 5-week winning streak. Amazing to see how far the Dow has come in just the last month alone. Joining us for some perspective on all this is Paul Nolte. He's a senior vice president and portfolio manager at Kingsview Asset Management. He joins us from Chicago. So, Paul, what has caught your eye these days about Wall Street? What is behind this momentum of the last month or so?
Well, I think when you take a look at the markets and you take a look at what's been leading the markets higher, it's been the areas that have been most depressed. So kind of like pushing a ball underneath the water. We've gotten a big bounce from the industrial, the energy stocks, transportation stocks, which were really hurt badly much of last year and certainly early this year as energy prices touched $25 a barrel. Now we're looking at $40 energy, and you know, you can argue that energy is in a new bull market. So again, I think a lot of the stocks and certainly the emerging markets have taken note of that and have picked up a lot of positive momentum here over the last 3 to 4 weeks.
How long is this going to last, potentially, do you think?
Well, I think what this week is going to be a quiet week. We've got a short trading week with the Good Friday holiday, and we really won't be seeing, we'll get next week starting the unemployment numbers, we'll get the usual beginning of the month economic data, and then we're going to roll right into earnings season. So we could be, and again, depending on how those numbers come out, what companies have to say about their backdrop, what they see on their business side, we could start to see the market struggle here a little bit if the news does not fit with what Wall Street is thinking as far as the economy goes.
Speaking of the economy, just recently you sent out a note to your followers, Nolte Notes, that's what you call it. And you write, the markets are still focused upon monetary policy, but as early spring shifts to late summer, investors may also begin looking at economic plans of the nominees. When is Wall Street going to start really zeroing in on the presidential campaign?
I think we're going to have to get past the convention. Certainly on the Republican side, not so much on the Democratic side. I think Hillary Clinton is certainly the nominee, and I think the Democrats are pretty happy with her as the nominee. Not so much on the Republican side. So there's still the possibility for a contested convention, et cetera. And I think there's a fair amount in the Republican Party that are maybe hoping that Donald Trump is not the nominee. So I think we'll have to get past the convention and then start to understand truly what the policies will be. You know, and when we're talking about the lead up to the election and all the primaries, a lot of talking points, a lot of things get thrown out, very little in the way of policy. And I think we'll start to see those policy features, things that they're really going to be harping on once we get past the convention. And at that point, I think that the markets will start paying much closer attention.
One thing the markets may pay attention to this week is the GDP revision that comes out on Friday. 1% is the call. What's your sense of where the economy is in terms of growth?
I think 1% is going to be a fair number. I don't think we'll deviate too terribly much from that. But I think, again, as we look forward to how the economy is unfolding at this point, we're still seeing a manufacturing sector that is struggling. Durable goods orders not doing all that well. ISM data, and again, we'll get that next week for the manufacturing, is still below 50 and has been for quite some time. And that's been true not just in the U.S. but around the world. So we're still soft. There's really not much that we see in the way of robustness with a lot of the economic data. So I think we're going to be muddling along this 1%, 1.5% type of economic growth for quite some time, and it's going to make it very difficult for the Fed to be very aggressive about raising rates. And I think they recognized that in some of their comments last week.
Paul Nolte, Senior Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Kingsview Asset Management, joining us from Chicago. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
And if you like this show, check out some of our others like Watching Your Wealth and Money Beat. Those are on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify. I'm John Wardock. This has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.